Episode 79, Thoughts on Reading the Bible Through a Year.
Welcome to the Principles and Practice Podcast. This is where we discuss biblical principles for life and learning. I'm your host, Heather Hall, and this is my co-host,
Brian Hall.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I have some thoughts about reading the Bible through a year that I want to share with you. I've shared this on social media already. I've kicked it out in an email. If you're on the email list for principledacademy.com, you might have seen it, or maybe you didn't open it, or it got lost in your inbox somewhere. But I want to go ahead and put it out here as well, because I think that there always seems to be this custom toward the end of a year for a call to read through the Bible in a year, starting in the new year. Reading the Bible is important, of course, but I think we need to be careful to not do it simply for the sake of reading it within a specified time frame from cover to cover and then checking it off the list. So what I would like to encourage all of my brothers and sisters in Christ to do is this. Be teachable. People can read the Word without a teachable spirit. That heart attitude actually hinders growth. Desire change. A sincere desire to have the inner man changed, renewed by God's word, according to Romans 12:2, and being in Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17, is what will make all the difference. Pray and read. Pray before reading the Bible and ask Holy Spirit to teach you. 1 John 2:27 informs us that the Holy Spirit teaches us what we need to know. Don't rush. People can be rushed to read through the Bible in a year, but that doesn't necessarily produce understanding and renewal. Do a survey. If you've never done an Old Testament and New Testament survey, it's a good idea to help you get the bigger picture and key details of the Bible as a whole and individual inspired authors and books of the Bible. Primary sources, utilize them. The Bible is the primary source, yes. However, there are primary historical documents that help us better understand the context of the cultures. Cause to effect. All throughout Scripture is cause to effect. Look for it and seek to comprehend it so that you may learn from it. Sin and righteousness. Brush up on what God says sin is and what He says is righteous living. Do a T-chart graphic organizer if it will help you. Confess. Part of the growth as Christians is to confess our sins one to another. That's according to James 5:16. Grow, along with renewing the mind, is the important role of discipleship. The American church is sorely lacking in the discipleship of new and immature in the faith Christians. It's important to note that it doesn't matter how long ago it was that someone converted to Christ. That length of time does not equate maturity in the faith. Use reliable commentaries. Commentaries can help us understand historical Christianity and give us much to think about as we seek to comprehend the teachings in God's Word. Word studies. My friends know that I advocate using Webster's 1828 dictionary and a reliable concordance for defining words. Taking time to define words according to their God-given definitions truly does help with comprehension. Additionally, it helps us to learn how to restore the biblical meanings of words to our English language. Theology matters. I wish there was more emphasis within churches on the importance of individuals personally studying theology. But you don't have to be in a church that can spur you to do that. You can just do that on your own. Embrace principles. As you study God's Word, take time to internalize His principles, His truths, as they have everything to do with righteous thinking, reasoning, and living. Last but not least, guard your relationship with God. That's the vertical line on the cross, illustratively speaking. Your relationship with God will directly impact your relationship with others. Illustratively speaking, that's the horizontal line on the cross, and it reflects your spouse, your children, and others. May God bless each one of you in the coming year, and may you grow ever closer to Him. If you'd like a copy of Webster's 1828 Dictionary of the English Language, you can go to principledacademy.com, click on the link for shop, and go to Face Products and order it through there. When you do that, you help support our ministry.
As always, if you're looking for additional resources or support, you can visit our website at principledacademy.com, check out our shop and our blog, and you can also find us on Facebook at Christian Homeschooling with Bible Principles, also on Instagram under Principal Academy. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Well, this is Heather Hall.
And this is Brian Hall.
For Christ and His glory.